If you think about what the scope of nursing research is, and if you think about what the scope of nursing writing is, it's extraordinarily broad. So in addition to the traditional quantitative research studies, including clinical studies, and qualitative studies of vulnerable populations, there are also case studies that nurse clinicians and nurse scholars write, as well as publications that are aimed at general professional audiences and publications that are aimed at patient audiences. And so all of those things can be considered technical writing or technical communication.
One of the things that you talk about in the book that you co-authored with Cheryl Beck is writing to and learning to write.
Right. Writing to learn and learning to write. And so in an academic setting, there are basically two purposes involved in writing. You might use writing in a course as a way of stimulating learning. And so there are a variety of both low-stakes writing assignments, for example, just some 5 or 10 minute in-class writing, as well as high-stakes writing, the writing and grading of a term paper, for instance. And those are often designed in order to stimulate learning. The mirror side of that is learning to write, and particularly in the disciplines, writing in the disciplines, learning how to write like a nurse scientist. And so our book, Writing and Nursing, A Brief Guide, is designed to foster and promote in nursing students, both undergraduates and graduates, this sense of themselves as nurse writers and as nurse scientists in training.
I think people would be surprised to know there's more than 70 different nursing journals, most often by clinical definition, by specialty, pediatrics, oncology, emergency medicine, even nursing management and nursing home care.
While the first serious nursing journal began to publish in the early 20th century, the American Journal of Nursing, the first research journal, which is called Nursing Research, was first published in 1952. Since then, there have been a proliferation of journals related to nursing research and nursing practice. And the thing that I think it's important for your listeners to understand is that nursing practice and nursing research runs the entire human lifespan from prenatal to postmortem. Nurses study and work with pregnant mothers and work with them in a way that promotes their health and the infant's health. They work with infant populations, pediatric, adolescent, young adult, geriatric, death and dying, and after death, the loss, grief, and mourning of family and friends. Nurses are involved in the care and the study of the care across the human lifespan.
You are unique on this campus as far as we have been able to determine in being in residence with a specific discipline. Should there be more faculty such as yourself working in different areas or specific technical areas such as engineering and other disciplines that require the same type of technical thinking and scientific thinking to get faculty and students more on track for this?
I think so, Ken. And when I interviewed with the faculty, I made it clear to them that I wasn't just going to be providing a kind of technical service. I was going to be working with them. I was going to be learning their discourses. I was going to be learning their culture. And I also promised them that I wasn't just going to talk the talk about academic writing and faculty productivity. I was also going to be walking the walk. I was going to be pursuing my own research, conference presentations, and publications. And so I think both of those things are necessary. Any school could hire freelance technical editors, but I think the value added I bring is that I'm embedded in the school, that I'm enculturated in the values and the practices and the rhythms of the school so that I really do know the curriculum. I know nurses and I know nursing. I know the values of nursing. I know the way that nurses think. And so I bring that as the value added to my work in the Center for Nursing Scholarship and Innovation.
I know from having talked to you over the years that we've known each other and writing about some of the activities that you've done, you are researching, you're producing exhibitions, in fact, the History of Nursing exhibits that exist over in the building across from where we are sitting right now, and the work that you did with others on the AIDS anniversary, all the research and history that goes into that. It seems as if we're looking at the confluence of the humanities and science coming together in writing, as it often does.
Right, exactly. And in fact, I also serve on the core faculty of Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies here at UConn and teach the Gender and Science course. And so one of the things I do in that course is to introduce my students to what used to be called natural philosophy. That is, that there is a roughly 2,000-year tradition in the Western world of what used to be called natural philosophy, going back to Aristotle at least. And natural philosophy is what we eventually came to call science. These worlds, I think, can very productively intermingle with each other and engage in conversation with each other. Right now, I'm a co-investigator on two grant-funded projects within the School of Nursing, supporting nurse researchers, quantitative nurse researchers, who are doing work on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender populations, vulnerable populations, one related to diabetes, the other related to HPV vaccine. And so I bring that area of expertise in gender and sexuality studies to nurse scientists pursuing better outcomes for vulnerable populations.